Hi there, entrepreneur. Welcome to the Ignite Your Wellness Business Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Allison McLean, physical therapist, massage therapist, yoga teacher, and coach, and the owner of Ignite Your Wellness Business. On this podcast, we talk about all things body, brain, and bank account to achieve your version of success while caring for your own health and enjoying life in the process. It's all about reducing stress, living a fulfilled life, making more money, helping more people, all while having fun in the process. All right, let's get to it. Hi there, friend. Welcome back. Today, you'll have to excuse a little bit more of a nasal tone in my voice. I am on the tail end of healing from COVID. Yes, the McLean family did get it as well. So at the time of recording this, I am healing. We are doing much, much better. But some symptoms are lingering still, and we're just rolling with it. To bring a little positivity to the situation, two things I've learned so far through this COVID experience is, number one, what good friends the McLeans have. We have such good friends that look out for us, that care for us, that offered to drop by groceries and anything that we needed since we were all under quarantine at the same time. Thank you so much. We appreciate and love you. And also, on a funnier note, my daughter has learned how to sleep past 6 a.m. any day she wants, finally. Even on Sundays, she used to wake up at 6 a.m. pretty religiously, sometimes earlier. So to have her know that she can sleep in on occasion without the world ending gives us all a little bit more flexibility. However, I do love her energetic, happy, and lively experiences at 6 a.m. most mornings. They are something I do look forward to, but it is nice to sleep in some mornings as well. One more topic to discuss before we get to the topic of today's podcast is a reminder that if you haven't signed up for the workshop Thursday, July 21st, this is the three key strategies on how to make more money in less time, then get signed up. If you're listening after the date, still utilize the link in the show notes here. I am giving an extended replay for this one, so you can still get in. And here's why you want this. I know sometimes talking about making money can feel uncomfortable. You can feel greedy. It just doesn't feel right. You got into the wellness industry or the healing industry because you love to care for others. You're in the industry to help others. I know. I've been there. I have many of my own money stories I've worked through. The thing I realized about being a wellness entrepreneur now for 2 decades is money is crucial for the health of your business, for the health of the lifestyle you wish to live. And most importantly, it's also crucial for your own health. We need money to pay the bills, pay for gas, especially now, pay for your business expenses. And what I've learned personally about money is the more money I make, it means the more people I'm helping. And the more profit I make in my business, the more I have to give back to others in all kinds of ways. I can choose to give back by donating my time, which I do a lot of through the podcast, Facebook Lives, a lot of my posts, just giving time one-to-one, talking and communicating with others. I teach pro bono quite frequently. There's many ways, if you're not profitable, that you can still give back and help others. But I also realize that the more profit I make in my business, that I can actually contribute more to others financially as well, providing more resources and such. So it's not about making money to be greedy. This is to create money so you have more energy. You're not pressured to overwork and hustle just to make ends meet, or so your family has the resources they need. So you can all thrive and succeed. This is so much more. Imagine making your dream revenue with ease, without overworking, hustle, and exhaustion. This is especially important if you're feeling overwhelmed with how to manage your classes and private sessions, in combination with promoting and filling your classes and schedule. So if you ever feel fear, even a terror that you'll get things wrong and fail, you need to sign up for the workshop. These emotions are normal. You're human. However, if you get stuck in them, it will suck your time, it will suck your energy, and contribute to your exhaustion without you even knowing. So get signed up for this free workshop. And now we're going to move on to the topic of stress, which actually is a complement to the work in this workshop. Today, specifically, we're talking about the 5 reasons you experience stress as a wellness entrepreneur. So I will go over the 5 reasons in bullet point, and then we'll break them all down. So 1, you feel as if you have no control over your schedule. That can lead to a lot of stress. 2, doubt that you'll ever be successful, or that being successful might not even be possible for you. That can definitely cause a lot of anxiety and stress. 3, fear that you will fail and put your family out on the street, or feel that you're going to do the wrong thing and ruin it all. That definitely can cause stress. And I'm laughing because this was actually one of my thoughts at sometimes. 4, lack of trust in yourself. And 5, not knowing where your next client is going to come from. And you think I'd put that as 1, but you got to stay tuned to listen as to why I put that as 5. The common theme here is that they all stem from you. If this is your one takeaway, you don't have time to listen to the whole podcast right now. Take away this. All these have to do with your thoughts and beliefs surrounding a certain situation. And how do I know? Because not all entrepreneurs regard these situations as stressful. And this is a hard thing to swallow, because that means that you need to be responsible. It means that to make a change, you have to come out of victim mentality, that none of this is happening to you. In fact, some of this can be happening for you. In fact, when I start to feel anxiety and stress in my own business, because truthfully, stress is normal. In fact, I have many podcasts on this and episodes around 60s, the 40s, the 50s, and I believe in the 70s, there's a bunch. So listen to some old episodes on how I cover how stress is normal. In fact, you're never going to make it go away. To create resilience is learning how to come back from it, how to recognize the symptoms when you are in stress or feeling stressed or stressed out or anxious, and learning how to downregulate your nervous system. And I have a 3-step process here, so stick with me. We'll go into more specifics where this whole process for myself has really evolved, because there's definitely days in my business, most weeks, where I do still feel anxiety and stress. Now, however, my belief and trust in myself has greatly deepened, so this happens less in frequency and less in intensity, for sure. But I'm only human. So when I do start to feel stress or anxiety, or a situation happens like COVID, where I'm forced to take over a week off of my business in-person sessions, when I just came back from a vacation, I can ask myself, how is this happening for me instead of to me? How I feel and how I problem solve is much different when I'm asking myself, how is this happening for me? So ask yourself this question, how might that be true? The goal of following this podcast is to help you become more aware of your stress triggers and to know what to do in the moment. Okay, let's break down those five reasons one by one. Number one, stress from your schedule. Often, you might feel like you don't have control over your schedule or not enough time. Like you're getting squeezed from both ends. Maybe your kids are getting sick with COVID. Maybe you're getting sick with COVID. Maybe they are not able to go to camp as planned. That's what happened in our case. We have over 2 weeks about of Kaylee not being able to go to camp, plus creating the time for both Sean and I to recover and heal and rest. It means a lot less working time, which happens. This is life. But if you have more than one child, if you have extended family members that possibly you're caring for, if you have a lot going on in your life, which we all do, you can feel like it's completely out of your control. And that can be very anxiety provoking and exhausting, which definitely won't help your own health either. So what do you do instead? First is noticing when you start to feel these feelings about your schedule. Or if you have trouble feeling your feelings, which sometimes my feelings would come in so strongly that it would completely cause me to freeze or go into a high anxiety or stress response, it's really noticing when that happens and why. So what is specifically going on in your world? What actions or non-actions do you take because of this? Maybe you completely freeze up and you go to Netflix and sit on the couch with your kid and just binge watch on TV and movies all day. Now, there is a time for that, of course, if you're sick or you just want to snuggle with your kid and help them to feel better. Of course, do that. Be on the couch all day. Kaylee and I had several days of that. However, if you've had several days of that and you're not sick yourself, maybe take a look. Why are you on the couch and avoiding your business? Possibly. It could be because you just feel so overwhelmed. You have so much to do and not enough time, so you don't even know where to start. So then you freeze. That is a good place to start, is just recognizing that and forgiving yourself. You're human. Have compassion. This is a place to start. We can unwind that. It's okay. Or maybe you're like me who just tried to action and outwork everything, thinking that it'll just be okay if you can continue working and steamrolling forward. Now, today on this podcast, I had to check in several times. In fact, even though my voice feels raspy, I'm still a little nasally congested. I'm definitely not 100%. However, I did hold myself from recording this podcast yesterday. It was in my schedule to record, but I still didn't feel well enough to give good quality content to you. And I was able to recognize that. And instead of plowing forward like I normally would, I rescheduled for today. And you know what I did instead is I went up to the house, just got into bed and rested for a few hours longer. And that was perfect because then I woke up today feeling more rested and my brain was more on fire. And I had to do this consciously, checking in with myself regarding both in-person sessions. Of course, I had to cancel all of those, but my online sessions, I had to figure out, okay, making sure that I'm not just doing a session because it's in the schedule, making sure that I can hold the container of space and be of sound mind and body to care for my people and listen well and provide insights and be the coach that they paid. So that's when I feel that way, instead of just showing up to show up, thinking that is what's going to create my safety. But to do this, I had to let go of the rigid confines of my schedule. I had to find more flow in my business. So sometimes a schedule can feel stressful because there is no structure and it's all flow. And sometimes a schedule can feel stressful because it's too rigid. And only you can define what that middle ground between flow and structure works for you. This does take time, trial, and error. And specifically, I do help entrepreneurs with this. You can listen to Mary's podcast episode a couple episodes back where she talks about this. as well as Lynn's episode. She highlights finding balance as a mom and as an entrepreneur. But for right now, start to define it for yourself. What would an ideal schedule look like? Realizing that when you're saying yes to one thing, you're also saying no to something else. So I'll bring it to the present moment for myself. Yesterday, had I said yes to recording the podcast, that would have meant saying no to healing and rest for myself, which, okay, recording the podcast takes about an hour. That's not healing and rest for an hour, but it actually compounds because when I went up to the house to rest, I realized how much I really did need that rest. And I ended up resting for 3 to 4 hours, which allowed me to feel more energetic and back into my intellectual powers, I guess you could say, today. Had I not done that, I would have still feel exhausted, more tired, and truthfully sick today. So I would have been healing slowly. So maybe it's saying, learning what to say yes to in terms of other tasks in your business or even asks in your business. It's learning your limits. For example, just yesterday, I had someone reach out to me to do a possible interview for their podcast, which is a great opportunity. I always love those. But they said first, I had to schedule a call to learn more about the podcast. And I asked for details first, because if I had said yes to that 30-minute call, that would have been saying no to 30 minutes of productive work that I had in my schedule, especially now because I've had to take time off to heal. So I want to be very strategic in what I'm saying yes to. So I replied back asking, okay, I understand. We'll do a call to inquire more, but first, can you send me details about your podcast to make sure I'm possibly a good fit before I spend 30 minutes on a phone call? And they replied back with a DM saying that there was too much to explain in a message and yada, yada, yada. And it just raised a red flag to me because I've had a podcast now for over 2 years. I did Facebook Live interviews for over 2 years. And so I know that you can schedule appropriate fits for interviews without doing a call first and just sharing basic details of the podcast and the format. So truthfully, that was a red flag, and I haven't scheduled that call yet. And probably I will when my schedule frees up a little bit more and I have a little bit more time. So it isn't a black or white situation, yes or no. You can decide no now, but yes later. And the last thing I'm going to say about schedule right now, because truthfully, this can be its own podcast and I'll do an episode in the future, but it's knowing that money does not equal your time investment, or your time investment doesn't equate to how much money you'll bring in. What does is the value you're putting out in the world, your belief and your confidence in your value. However, I know it's easy to get bought into the time for money trade, especially if you do one-to-ones, but it's just not true. And I do one-to-ones now, and I have other programs, but I'm focusing on my one-to-one only. It's the only program that you can purchase with me. So I know it's possible to make more money without having a crazy schedule and overworking. And you don't, for sure, don't have to get bought into time for money trade being the only way to make more money. More on this in the future. For now, if you do want help with your schedule, then just sign up for a free consult call. It's a way to connect with me. We'll go over what's not working in your schedule and figure out what will, so you can create the clients and the revenue that you truly desire that will fulfill both your business and the lifestyle you desire. Number two, the quickest way to really create the success you desire is notice when your mind goes into doubt. Now, here is the 3-step process that I was talking about. This is useful, and I learned this in my own mastermind, the 200K mastermind with Stacey Bayman. This is my own spin on the process through my own experience because truthfully, I had a really hard time feeling emotions, recognizing the thoughts causing the emotions. Everything was so ingrained and intertwined in my nervous system that everything always led to a very extreme stress response. And now I've finally gotten to the point that I can pull them apart thread by thread and really work through this. So if you feel stuck here, just be patient. It does get easier. So we're going to work through doubt, but let me give you the overflow of the process. And this is not step one, step two, step three. This is A, B, or C, where you choose one. It's knowing the right fit in the moment, and only you can decide. So that increases the trust and the belief that you have with yourself. So it's really a compounding work that leads to more dramatic results, positive results in your business and in your life over time. So point A is knowing if you should redirect your mind. So for example, thinking, I just don't know if I can sign a client this week. I don't know where my next client is going to come from right now. And that creates the feeling of doubt. So is it appropriate for you when you think that thought to redirect it to something more helpful and healthy, I guess you could say? Something like, my ideal client is already following with me and planning to work with me. My ideal client just landed on my social media page and is scheduling a consult call right now when I'm busy with another client or doing something else in my business. There's a world of thoughts that you can choose from that create different feelings, other doubts. So that is one option. A is redirect. B is process. Sometimes the doubt model, if you follow Brooke Castillo's life coaching scholars program and the model, sometimes doubt is just intertwined with another model or is a reflection or embedded itself in another model. So if you think of why you're feeling doubt, it actually might lead to reason number five of this episode, fear. In this case, if there's many emotions intertwined and beliefs intertwined, or if there's feelings that are lingering from past situations and experiences, micro and macro traumas, maybe what's really needed is some processing time, some healing time. And that could mean working with a practitioner to unwind it. It could mean going to a yoga class and flowing and sweating it out. It could mean a restorative posture time just to be. It could be meditation. It could be watching Netflix with your kids. Any of these things to just feel and process. That is another option. The third option is to allow the emotion to be there. So allowing doubt to be there, it doesn't have to be redirect or process. It can be allowing it and then taking action anyway. So what does that mean? It means not resisting the doubt. It means not pushing it away or sweeping it under the rug, thinking that you're a weaker entrepreneur because you feel the doubt. It's actually embodying the doubt, feeling it in your body, and then saying, okay, you can be here. I acknowledge you, but I'm going to be the driver of the car. And I can also start to feel the possibility of certainty. I can also start to feel the possibility of belief in success, belief in what's possible for me. The key here to know which option to choose is also noticing if you are resisting, blocking, or pushing, because there is a difference between allowing doubt and still taking action from belief versus trying to trample over that feeling and taking action anyways. For me personally, I've gotten to the point where most of the time in my business, doubt is just not helpful. So I do redirect. But there was a long time where I had to acknowledge the doubt and allow it to come up so I could recognize and acknowledge all the thoughts and beliefs causing the doubt. Because if I had never acknowledged all the thoughts and the beliefs causing the doubt, I could never work through them. So I had to create that awareness first of the thoughts and beliefs causing the doubt and also the next reason, fear. So that required me journaling on it, bringing it to the mastermind, bringing it to coaching calls, working with my own spiritual mentor, really spending time here and allowing the doubt to be here, but also know that it wouldn't hold me back. And it's true because I've really created more clients and revenues the past 6 months with more ease, fun, and flow than ever before. So now when doubt comes to my mind, I just know it's an old pattern. My brain is just trying to keep me safe, so I acknowledge it and I'm able to redirect, find a new thought, tap into my anchor beliefs that create a new feeling, and then I take action from there. Because now I know that doubt just consumes my time and energy. It causes me to freeze and I don't get as productive or valuable work done. But for you, it's the trick to catch yourself in the moment when you're feeling an emotion like doubt. Doubt really is just an example. And know which of the three options to choose. Okay, number three is fear, maybe even terror, or more urgent and intense nervous system response. It's when you make your business and producing income a life or death scenario. I know, I've been there. I've had thoughts about when investing in my next mastermind that actually in this mastermind, the 200K, and even previous rounds of coaching that I've done with other mentors and coaches, they've all reduced results in my business and my life. But especially, let's talk about the most recent example and scenario. When I went to invest in my second round to the 200K mastermind, brain wanted to throw a tantrum. The thoughts I was having was that it was a risky business decision. I was going to risk putting my family out on the street, even though I had dramatic success in the first round, even though I could tangibly see the increase in my finances, the quality of work that I was putting out, just in so many ways, I had tangible measures of how much that mastermind benefited me. My brain and nervous system still wanted to throw a tantrum telling me that it was an unsafe decision. Through coaching, I was able to work through that fear and recognize these thoughts as thought errors and notice that if I made a decision out of fear, how that would not serve my business, my family, and instead learn how to process those emotions and make a decision while still allowing the fear to be there. But now I'm on the other side and I'm so grateful that I stuck with it. I made the decision to reapply and I got accepted into my second round. And as this first round comes to a close and we're preparing for the second round, I'm so grateful I'm in this group. Another example is the workshops I teach every 4 to 6 weeks. Even though I've been teaching workshops now for a decade or so, maybe longer, I still get fear about promoting and teaching them. I still have thoughts like, will you hate it? What if no one sign up? What if I don't teach valuable content? What if you don't think my content is valuable? I'm human. And your length of experience doesn't dictate whether old patterns emerge or not. Sometimes you're able to clean them up and they don't reappear. But sometimes if they're ingrained like mine were, they keep popping up their head. And it comes back to that process, those three choices you have available of noticing if you need to redirect, if the feeling needs to be processed through, or can you allow the feeling to be there and take action anyway? Here's the key takeaway to help you decide which direction to go. Most of the time when it comes to fear, it's your nervous system's way of trying to keep you quote unquote safe. And it might not be warranted. You truthfully might not be in danger. And also recognizing that if you indulge in this fear, if you act from this fear, you actually have a higher likelihood of creating a self-fulfilling prophecy of making what you actually fear happen, making it a reality. the way to not make it a reality is to do the uncomfortable thing of acknowledging it and then deciding not to indulge in it by choosing to redirect, allowing it to be there, but also taking action and creating other emotions at the same time or processing it through. And that is the work, my friend. And the more you do this, you will begin to trust yourself and your own intuition more. In fact, that's the work I've been doing with my spiritual mentor, Belinda, in conjunction with the mastermind. Well, she's completely separate from the mastermind, but that, as well as biofeedback from the brain with Ilya, I think these three things done at the same time for me is going to change my life. It already is. And I can see such a big difference. You can't do one without the other. Which leads me to why step four, not trusting yourself, causes more stress. Number four is lack of trust in yourself causing stress. So this can seem a bit esoteric, or how do you know? How do you recognize it? An example is when you have a thought or a belief or a feeling even about doing something one way, but then you end up doing it another way because of shoulding. So let's make it a more practical example. Back to my COVID situation here. Yesterday, if I didn't trust myself, if I didn't believe in my capabilities, and I did believe that I'm outside of the money for time trade, then I wouldn't have rested as much yesterday. I would have recorded the podcast instead. And it would have ended up in a stressful situation because I would have been forcing and shoulding, trying to record a podcast while feeling not the greatest, which ended up leading to more exhaustion. And I know because I've been there. That's a stressful, anxiety-provoking situation. Instead, because I trusted myself, I rested and I felt so much better. I felt more energy today, more like myself today. And I woke up and I knew, I'm like, oh, okay, today I can get back to some things. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling better. And that further increases the trust with myself instead of increasing stress. You see the difference? Another example is thinking that you should have a niche. So you're not posting on social media, you're not showing up, you're not talking to people what you're doing. Instead, you're focusing all your energy on trying to force your business into a box that it's not quite ready to fit yet. Let it go. Just trust yourself. Listen to the previous episode on branding. It'll help a lot with this. Just know that you don't have to show up a certain way to your business to be successful. And the right way is your way. And it all starts with trusting yourself. And that can help to alleviate a ton of stress. Or if you do feel stressed, help you to get through it with a little bit more ease and flow. And then that leads me to the last reason, number five, that you have stress because you don't know where clients are coming from. Again, you probably thought I would have put this first because it's high on the list of why everyone's stressful. But this, truthfully, clients not coming in or worrying where they're going to come from or if you're going to have enough and all the things, is really just a manifestation of all of the above. It's the result of all of the above. So let's plug it into a model. For those of you that are familiar with the model from the Life Coach School, you might choose to write this down. For those of you who don't know the model, hang with me and just let it wash over you. So the neutral circumstance here is your business. Everyone knows that, or you know, that you have a business. What varies are the thoughts. So let's say you have a thought, I don't know where my next client is coming from. And that produces the feeling of anxiety or worry or stress or some kind of combination of the above. Because of this feeling and thought, you end up taking these actions. You're resistant to feeling those feelings. You just stampede over them and you take action from the anxiety. You take action from fear. You overwork. You hustle. That leads to compromising your schedule and your boundaries. And it also leads you to exhaustion. Another action is not trusting yourself, not being true to your goals, not being true to yourself, your brand, your vision, not showing up at all. Another action, not believing in your program, not believing in your offer. Another action, doubting your capabilities. The list can go on and on. You can add your own. What actions do you take or not take from the thought of stressing where your next client is going to come from? The result of all that is no new clients. So you see, a lot of the reasons above of not trusting yourself, working over fear instead of allowing or processing, not managing your schedule well due to stress and anxiety, and ignoring doubt can all show up in your action line, leading to the result of no new clients. So one way to work with this, you know it, you guessed it, A, redirect. Choose a new thought. You know exactly where your client is coming from. Your ideal client is already following you. You're just one post, one sentence, one email from compelling your ideal client to want to work with you. There's so many to choose from. What feelings? You can start there. Authority, certainty, calm, grounded, confidence, curiosity. So many. Again, that will lead to a new set of actions and new results where clients are coming in. So there you have it. You can focus on the worry, the anxiety, the doubt of if you're going to succeed, if you are going to have reliable and consistent clients coming in. Or you can focus on what you can change, what you do have control over. And that is caring for you, trusting yourself, becoming aware of your thoughts, your feelings, and then deciding if you should redirect, process, or allow and take action. Of course, if you want help with this individually, now's the time. Reach out. I'm here from you. You can just book a call to connect more with me. I'll see you next week. Bye for now. Before you go, I want to thank you for being a loyal listener to this podcast. It means the world to me. You and your business mean the world to me as well. Because the more successful your business is, the more people you will be helping. And together, through helping more people, we will change the world. To achieve this success, you can implement the work from this very podcast right now to create more ease and flow in your day, prevent burnout, and experience more fulfillment, all while earning more revenue. The key is to know exactly what to prioritize in your business to bring in more money and allow you to have more free time to rest and enjoy with family. You can wake up tomorrow morning with a clear plan and confidence to see it through. No more wasted hours fumbling around and wondering if what you're doing is actually going to work. No more working crazy long days and schedules to compensate for the doubt and fear that it's possible for you to be a success. It is possible for you to succeed. It's time to release that for good. Just because your previous mentors worked around the clock doesn't mean you have to. Find out how to create your ideal schedule and bring in more revenue by connecting with me one-to-one. Head to igniteyourwellness.com for a free chat with me. That's igniteyourwellness.com. Following this call, you'll leave with a sustainable and profitable plan that'll allow you to enjoy working in your business for years to come and allow you to help more and more people. Bye for now.